The war on terrorism has prompted some unprecedented efforts to secure the borders with Mexico and Canada. For the first time in history, the FBI will give the Royal Canadian Mounted Police direct access to its fingerprint database. The two nations will share visa records and exchange customs inspectors at major ports. And for the first time in nearly a century, U.S. National Guard troops acting under federal control are being dispatched to the borders. But NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports the Army is taking steps to avoid even the appearance of militarizing the borders.
U.S. agencies that work the border are being given more money and more personnel, but it will take time for new immigration inspectors and Border Patrol and customs agents to be hired and trained. In the meantime, 1,600 National Guard troops have been called up to fill in the gaps. About 70 men and women clad in army fatigues gathered last week in a Spartan and chilly room at Camp Murray, headquarters for the Washington State National Guard. They sipped coffee and chatted as their orientation got underway.
Okay, we're going to be discussing some things this morning in this pre-deployment activities. We're going over the personal affairs, family affairs, financial management, separation of resources.
Most of those here serve in the Guard part-time, and their call-up means leaving families and jobs for 6 months of active duty. While many family issues were discussed at this orientation session, much of the actual hands-on training for inspection and security jobs will be done once they arrive at their border posts. First Lieutenant Daniel Brewer, an aviation coordinator, was teaching high school math and science until he was called to active duty.
Man, this is something I've looked forward to for a long time, and now we finally get called up, especially after 9/11. So it's a very patriotic thing for me and my family to finally to be able to contribute to something like this.
Make no mistake, this is a highly unusual deployment. The last time a U.S. president sent the National Guard to the border was in 1916, when President Wilson called out the troops to defend the nation against Pancho Villa. Colonel Rick Patterson of the Washington National Guard says that since September 11th, everything has changed.
Months before that, would we have envisioned uniformed military in our airports? No. Would we have envisioned military uniformed people at our border at Canada? It seems incredible to me, but yet it makes sense.
It took weeks of behind-the-scenes negotiations to get state governors to surrender control of their guardsmen so the troops could be federalized under the command of the Army. And the administration tried to structure their deployment in a way that wouldn't violate the Posse Comitatus law, which says that U.S. troops cannot be used for domestic law enforcement except in specific and dire circumstances. Some legal experts think the administration has broken the spirit, if not the letter, of that law. Among them, retired Brigadier General Joseph Barnes, who says the deployment may not seem like a big deal.
But I think it is a big deal. It's a major policy shift. Even if it's small in numbers now, it really ought to be something that's openly debated in Congress. And the Congress and the executive ought to act in partnership on this thing, not the executive by itself.
Military officials counter that Posse Comitatus doesn't apply because the Guard troops will not be directly involved in law enforcement. The military says they will be assisting and providing support for Customs, Border Patrol, and immigration agents. They will not be carrying weapons. But they will be clad in Army combat fatigues. Major Michael Whetston of the Joint Force Headquarters acknowledges the sensitivity of the situation and says the troops will keep a low profile.
The National Guard troops won't have the same visibility that the Inspections Division and the Border Patrol and Customs have out there. I think these federal agencies are making an effort to try to kind of minimize the contact that DOD employees have with the public to avoid that misperception that we're militarizing the border.
And he'll know soon how successful that effort is. 1,600 National Guard troops are now on their way to the border. They are slated to remain there until September. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.